Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about fashion. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
In early civilizations, the main purpose of clothing was to keep people warm and dry. However, as society advanced, clothes developed from just a practical asset to a social marker as well. Thus, clothes became fashion. Superficial as it may sound, a lot of people now see fashion as a way of life, believing that it enables them to express their inner feelings and personalities. Although no one can deny the positive role of fashion in people's lives, it may cause great inconveniences. Whatever educational background or social status people have, they consider fashion valuable in their life. For one thing, through fashion, they establish some aspects of their identity, such as personal or cultural ones. By keeping up with fashion trends, they can bind themselves to others without necessarily losing their individuality. In addition, fashion can empower them and boost their confidence and self-esteem in both formal or informal situations. While the lack of fashion can make people feel reserved, following fashion trends can give them inner delight and, when used correctly, can enhance a person's appearance and hide imperfections. Furthermore, a stylish appearance can make a huge difference to what others think of them. The right choice of clothes can impress others, either on a personal or business level. Besides its benefits, however, fashion may have a number of disadvantages. As fashion comes and goes, it places great demands on its followers to keep pace with changing trends. One obvious disadvantage is that it makes people spend money on unnecessary items. Influenced by fashion in social media and glossy magazines, fashion followers adopt materialistic values and indulge in wasteful consumption. Being closer to the world of materialism, they may also become shallow-minded. They tend to appreciate outward appearance more than the inner world, and they often make false judgments of either themselves or others. Finally, as fashion dictates appearances, it divides people. Those uninterested in fashion trends may be considered ugly or old-fashioned, and they may be marginalized. In brief, fashion can be an outlet for people to express their identity and a means to raise their self-esteem and impress others. However, it would be unwise to let it dictate our lives.
Listen to the extract again.
In early civilizations, the main purpose of clothing was to keep people warm and dry. However, as society advanced, clothes developed from just a practical asset to a social marker as well. Thus, clothes became fashion. Superficial as it may sound, a lot of people now see fashion as a way of life, believing that it enables them to express their inner feelings and personalities. Although no one can deny the positive role of fashion in people's lives, it may cause great inconveniences. Whatever educational background or social status people have, they consider fashion valuable in their life. For one thing, through fashion, they establish some aspects of their identity, such as personal or cultural ones. By keeping up with fashion trends, they can bind themselves to others without necessarily losing their individuality. In addition, fashion can empower them and boost their confidence and self-esteem in both formal or informal situations. While the lack of fashion can make people feel reserved, following fashion trends can give them inner delight and, when used correctly, can enhance a person's appearance and hide imperfections. Furthermore, a stylish appearance can make a huge difference to what others think of them. The right choice of clothes can impress others, either on a personal or business level. Besides its benefits, however, fashion may have a number of disadvantages. As fashion comes and goes, it places great demands on its followers to keep pace with changing trends. One obvious disadvantage is that it makes people spend money on unnecessary items. Influenced by fashion in social media and glossy magazines, fashion followers adopt materialistic values and indulge in wasteful consumption. Being closer to the world of materialism, they may also become shallow-minded. They tend to appreciate outward appearance more than the inner world, and they often make false judgments of either themselves or others. Finally, as fashion dictates appearances, it divides people. Those uninterested in fashion trends may be considered ugly or old-fashioned, and they may be marginalized. In brief, fashion can be an outlet for people to express their identity and a means to raise their self-esteem and impress others. However, it would be unwise to let it dictate our lives.
This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided in your writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the advantages and disadvantages of following fashion. Write your essay in the writing booklet, Task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
In early civilizations, the main purpose of clothing was to keep people warm and dry. However, as society advanced, clothes developed from just a practical asset to a social marker as well. Thus, clothes became fashion. Superficial as it may sound, a lot of people now see fashion as a way of life, believing that it enables them to express their inner feelings and personalities. Although no one can deny the positive role of fashion in people's lives, it may cause great inconveniences. Whatever educational background or social status people have, they consider fashion valuable in their life. For one thing, through fashion, they establish some aspects of their identity, such as personal or cultural ones. By keeping up with fashion trends, they can bind themselves to others without necessarily losing their individuality. In addition, fashion can empower them and boost their confidence and self-esteem in both formal or informal situations. While the lack of fashion can make people feel reserved, following fashion trends can give them inner delight and, when used correctly, can enhance a person's appearance and hide imperfections. Furthermore, a stylish appearance can make a huge difference to what others think of them. The right choice of clothes can impress others, either on a personal or business level. Besides its benefits, however, fashion may have a number of disadvantages. As fashion comes and goes, it places great demands on its followers to keep pace with changing trends. One obvious disadvantage is that it makes people spend money on unnecessary items. Influenced by fashion in social media and glossy magazines, fashion followers adopt materialistic values and indulge in wasteful consumption. Being closer to the world of materialism, they may also become shallow-minded. They tend to appreciate outward appearance more than the inner world, and they often make false judgments of either themselves or others. Finally, as fashion dictates appearances, it divides people. Those uninterested in fashion trends may be considered ugly or old-fashioned, and they may be marginalized. In brief, fashion can be an outlet for people to express their identity and a means to raise their self-esteem and impress others. However, it would be unwise to let it dictate our lives.